Today on Clearing the Clutter Inside and Out, we are talking about deepening your gratitude. When we have gratitude, we not only vibrate at the highest level, but it is also easier to release clutter in all its forms. In this month's bonus, learn how to deepen your gratitude as we continue our month focusing on the kitchen.
Are you overwhelmed by clutter? Looking to organize your life? Do you feel stuck and are ready for a change? Every Tuesday at 1 p.m., join award-winning professional organizer and coach Julie Caraccio on Clearing the Clutter Inside and Out as she supports you in navigating the waters of decluttering your life and getting organized. Julie thinks outside the box and examines clutter in all areas: physical, mental, emotional, spiritual, energetic, and more. Ready to live a more joyful and fulfilling life?
I've wanted to do this podcast for a while. Some people might think that it's a bit odd that I put it with the kitchen this month, but how often do we have gratitude for the food we eat? True gratitude, not just saying a blessing before a meal where we mumble through the words and then dig in to eat. I believe we can always deepen our gratitude. This podcast was inspired by the death of my Uncle Carlisle. My uncle died unexpectedly on Christmas Eve. He had a freak accident and surgery that went well. I'd literally been looking at care packages to send to him the night before when I got the news he had passed. He lived a wonderful long life, but he still left us too early. Finding the golden nuggets. I was very grateful that I got a flight out because I didn't think I would be able to. In case you're wondering, the airlines don't give special rates if you were flying back for a funeral. Right after I was on the plane and seated, I was one of the last to board, the plane started to fill with smoke and we all had to get off. We had two blind passengers with guide dogs and numerous people who needed wheelchair assistance. This was a small plane because it was a regional flight, but it took a long time to board. The drive from the airport to my hometown is 50 minutes. I was worried I would miss the viewing. It was not a mechanical malfunction, but someone's laptop had caught on fire. For your information, in that situation, both the police and fire department come to check out everything. As it ended up, we lucked out and departed only an hour late. They just happened to have a plane that they could use. However, I was really stressed until we found out. I don't like to fly and was traveling without my husband. I was fortunate to have a fellow passenger say to me, "Wow, we are lucky this happened before we had gotten into the air." I thought about this and she was right. If this had happened while we were flying, we would have most likely been diverted or had to make an emergency landing. If that had happened, I most likely would have missed both the viewing and the funeral for my uncle. In that moment, I was able to have gratitude and find the golden nugget for having my flight delayed. Can you find the golden nuggets of gratitude when things might be a struggle? This isn't easy, but I promise you, the more you do this, the easier it becomes. I had to fly for work recently and had a connection. I had several things go wrong, but I kept finding the nuggets. I posted this on my Facebook page for my daily gratitude. On the way back, I kept having gratitude and finding the nuggets. I sat next to a wonderful gentleman who was interested in what I did, and there might be future work for me. Because I kept myself in gratitude, I believe I attracted that energy of a potential client. Had I been cranky and fuming over things, he probably would have felt that and never started up a conversation. Being in gratitude keeps you open and vibrating at the highest levels.
Are you feeling stuck? Does your mind always seem to go a million miles a minute? Can you easily navigate the ups and downs of life? The journey of 1,000 miles begins with one step. As a lifestyle coach, Julie supports you in your self-development and well-being by showing you how to declutter your life. She considers herself a CPO, Chief Possibility Officer, because our possibilities are endless. Ready to take the next step? Schedule a free 30-minute consultation. Learn more at reawakenyourbrilliance.com.
Loving what is. Now, finding the golden nuggets are great. Can you take it a step further and love everything exactly as it is right now? When we look for the golden nuggets, we are struggling to find our gratitude. But when we love everything as is, we are already in gratitude. This one isn't easy. It's challenging to love what is if your house burns down or your child is sick. A better word if you're struggling might be to accept what is and work toward loving it. I was really sick recently and spent 10 days in bed. I could more easily accept it before loving it. I was able to love it by saying, okay, obviously I needed a rest and this was the only way it was going to happen. When was the last time I got to spend 10 days in bed? By accepting, I was more easily able to move into loving. Coach Monty Williams gave an amazing speech after his wife was killed by someone driving the wrong way on the street. I encourage you to Google and listen to his 8-minute video. It is really well worth the watch. He's very religious, and so for him, he loved that his wife was in heaven. He said it wasn't easy. He said that several times, and he was heartbroken, but he was able to love what had happened to her. How many of us could do that? Also, at the end of the speech, he talked about how he bore no ill will towards the family and that they needed prayer because they had lost someone too. I believe his faith, as well as his ability to have gratitude, allowed his heart to remain open to truly embrace them. How many of us could forgive someone in such a terrible situation? And I'd also encourage you to be open to all sorts of messages you hear, whether it's from someone of a different faith, religion. I believe there are always truths to us, and if we are meant to hear a message, we will get it. But be open to hearing messages that might come from unexpected places. This is definitely something that takes time for most of us, so do what you can when you can to love what is. I am working on this every single day, trust me. But when you are aware, conscious, and paying attention, you have a conscious choice to make. What are you going to choose today? Loving being alive. Can you have gratitude for simply being alive? In every moment of your day, someone will transition to the next journey. Can you be grateful that you are living? This is something that's very easy to forget. Most of us are caught up in our lives, busy, focusing on accomplishing things, taking care of others, trying to be healthy, et cetera, et cetera. Can you push the pause button and try and appreciate the life you are living? I'll be honest, I don't feel I'm quite there yet with having gratitude for being alive. I am doing a public daily gratitude on my personal Facebook account for 2016, and with every passing day, I believe my gratitude deepens. If I had almost lost my life, maybe this would be easier for me. But I accept where I am, and because I'm committed to it, I keep having more gratitude, feeling more love, and opening my heart more. And again, I want this to be genuine gratitude. I don't want to do something on rote. I want to be able to say, thank you. I have such gratitude for being alive in 2016. I know I'll get there because I keep doing the work. If you are like me and this is more of a challenge, can you have gratitude for all the basics we probably take for granted? Everyone listening most likely has enough food to eat, clean drinking water, good health care, and a home. What other basics can you find gratitude for? If you are new to gratitude or not ready for these steps, check out my earlier February bonus episode, Having Gratitude to Release Clutter, released February 7th, 2015, for more of a beginner's guide to gratitude. Remember, anything is better than nothing. The more you practice gratitude, the easier it becomes, changing your perspective and not only allowing you to release more clutter, but attract what you desire. Takeaways from today's podcast. Look for the golden nuggets of gratitude when in a challenging situation. What can you be grateful for? Practice loving what situation you are in. If that is too challenging, try and accept whatever life has given you. See if you can be grateful for simply being alive or have gratitude for the basics of life, a home, enough food to eat, and clean drinking water. Go out, clear the clutter to create the life you choose, deserve, and desire.
Ready to clear clutter and share your gifts with the world? The journey of 1,000 miles begins with one step, so what step will you take today? Sign up for our newsletter and receive a free copy of our 10 Steps to Clearing Clutter. Julie Caraccio provides coaching, professional organizing and speaking, organizing classes, positive affirmations, and her unique How to Declutter Your Life course. Learn more at reawakenyourbrilliance.com. Subscribe to Clearing the Clutter Inside and Out and join us next Tuesday at 1 p.m.